One night on one of the nights of Chol HaMoed Sukkos, Rav Kook said over the following Maisa. This is brought down in the Sefer Maida Haraya from Ramesha Tzvi Neria on page Kufiyot Aleph. So he said that it was back in the days when Rav Kook was a Rav in Yafo. So in that neighborhood, most people in the neighborhood were Shomer Shabbos, and even those who were not Shomer Shabbos respected the residents who were Shomer Shabbos, and no one had the chutzpah to be Mechal Shabbos before Hesya. But then it happened one Shabbos, a guy shows up, a photographer, and he had his big camera and a tripod and everything, and he set it up in the middle of the street, in the middle of the main street over there, and he started taking pictures of the scenery in the middle of Shabbos. And people were very upset about this. A guy came and Mechal Shabbos before Hesia, something never happened before. People were very upset. And one guy who was very upset about it took a bucket of water and he went and he poured it on top of this photographer. Now this photographer was very hurt, very offended, and he decided to go to the Rav of the neighborhood to complain. So he went to Rav Kook, and he complained to him about what happened. This guy poured a bucket of water on his head. And Rav Kook heard what he had to say, and he said the following to him. He said that, I understand that you don't understand the severity and the chaimer of the Kedusha of Shabbos and what it means to be Mechal Shabbos before Hesia. But at least you should understand that you're in a neighborhood of people that are Shomer Shabbos. You should respect their feelings and be sensitive to them and not do something that would hurt them. And it was wrong for you to go ahead and do this in the middle of the neighborhood. And he said that if he would come to me before and ask me, should I go pour a bucket of water on your head, of course I would tell him not to. It's not the menschliche thing to do. I would not tell him to do it. But he said, but now that he did it, sometimes he says there's a natural reaction of the Yiddish hearts, the heart of a Yid, when you feel the sensitivity for the Kedusha of Shabbos, and it makes you react in ways that we wouldn't tell you to do, but now that he did it, Tavala Bracha, this was the natural reaction in such a case when the Kedusha of Shabbos was breached. Sometimes people do things without asking, and La'acher Maisa, it was the right thing to do. That's what he told this person, and then he said that's the ending that we find in the halacha, the musik of Kanaim Pagimbay, that it's halacha vein marinkin. We don't tell a person to do it. We're not going to tell him to go ahead and do it. But if he does it on his own, if he feels that fire, he feels that passion to go ahead and do an act of kanais, la'acher ma'isa tovala bracha is the right thing to do. But when you come and ask, we don't tell you to do it. And then Rav Kook went on to explain that that's the pshat over here in the Gemara, the ma'isa partan on the bottom of Mem Gimel Mem Beis, and brings down this ma'isa about Arava when the Yom Shvi Shal Sukkos was Chalios B'Shabbos, and they had to bring the Arabis before Shabbos. So it says they brought the Arabis before Shabbos, and they viu Morbius Shal Arava, Merv Shabbos, Minichum Ba'azar, and they left him in the Azar. Now the Baitusim did not agree with the mitzvah of Arava, because it's not beferish in the Torah, and they wanted to prevent the Chachamim from being mekayim the mitzvah. So Kirim and Baitusim took the Arabis, Menotum, Mekavshim, Tachas Avanim. They went and they put the Arabis under stones, so they knew that the Chachamim won't be metalta the stones on Shabbos because they're muktzah, and now they'll be stuck. They won't be able to mekayim their mitzvah of Arava. So it says the next day the Amaratzim came and they took the Arava from under the stones. Rashi says they weren't bekayim be iser tiltel, and they brought it to the Kahanim. They're able to be mekayim the mitzvah of Arava, even though the Baitusim didn't want it to happen. So if Kook asked, he says, "What's the hadgash over here? Why are Chazal stressing that this maisa happened with Amaratzim?" And he's mazbe like this. He said that the Baitusim over here put the Chachamim in a matzav where they were stuck. It was a problem, because mitzad achad, they wanted to be mekayim the mitzvah of Arava. Mitzad sheni, they couldn't do it because it was under the stones, and stones are muktzah, and they couldn't move him on Shabbos. So what do? So they didn't really have an etzah. There wasn't what to be done in such a case. But who came to the rescue? It was Amaratzim. Amaratzim were people that weren't such Chachamim, they didn't know so much. But what they did have, they had that Yiddish heart. They had that Yiddish hearts, and they felt this is wrong and injustice was done. They went, they didn't ask any questions. They took the Arabis from under the Avanim, they brought it to the Chachamim, and they allowed them to be Mekayim the Mitzvah. So if they would have asked the Chachamim, should we do this? Of course they would tell them not to. You're not allowed to do it. You can't pick up the Avanim. And it would have never happened. But this is the Musag Menam Aretz, something that Klai Yisrael has, and there's a mila to it. It's something that Klai Yisrael needs, that there are people that don't know, they don't have a lot of chachmas, they don't have know so much Torah, they don't know from anything, but the lev of a Yid is something which is very powerful by them, and they feel, they react in the way which is a natural reaction of a Yid, and they went ahead and they did it in order to make sure that the mitzvah Arava could be done, and that's the hadgasha that this maisa happened, Bedafka Metamaratzim. And then Rav Kook pointed out that it's interesting that the Arava, Chazal say, represents the Am Haaretz. It doesn't have a tam and reach, doesn't have tire, doesn't have mitzvahs necessarily, but afal pichin, it's part of the aguda, because even the Arava has a chelik, even the Am Haaretz has a chelik in Klai Yisrael, and it could be mayel. And this is what he said, that they might not have that same chachma, but the Yiddish hearts that they have, that sensitivity for Dharm Shabbat Kedusha, is something that the Maratzim have, and that's what's represented by the Arava. And that's why this Maisa B'dafka happened with Arava, and that's the Hadgasha. The Chazal say that happened to Amaratzim, they were the only ones who were able to allow the mitzvah of Arava to be Mekoyim in such a case.